Here is a roundup of stories from the Canadian press designed to bring you up to speed on what you need to know today. Canadians in Gaza could soon cross into Egypt. Canadians looking to flee Gaza might soon be able to cross into Egypt, after a new document containing names of Canadians was published by the General Authority for Crossings and Borders in Gaza. The document, containing lists of foreign passports, potentially allows for Canadians in Gaza to cross into Egypt through the Rafah land border. The border crossing into Egypt is the only exit point for foreign nationals wishing to leave the Palestinian territory, which has been under constant bombardment since Israel launched retaliatory attacks for the October 7 incursion by Hamas. Closing arguments expected in Peter Nygaard's trial. The jury in Peter Nygaard's sexual assault trial is expected to hear closing arguments from Crown and defense lawyers today. The 82-year-old former fashion mogul has pleaded not guilty to 5 counts of sexual assault and 1 count of forcible confinement in alleged incidents ranging from the 1980s to mid-2000s. Multiple complainants in the trial have alleged they were taken to Nygaard's Toronto headquarters under pretenses ranging from tours to job interviews, with encounters ending in a top-floor bedroom suite where they allege they were sexually assaulted. Here's what else we're watching. Small businesses still hoping for loan extension. As the deadline to repay pandemic loans and receive partial forgiveness approaches, small businesses are still hoping the federal government will reverse course and extend it for another year. Nearly 900,000 organizations took out a loan from the Canada Emergency Business Account Program during the pandemic, a federal initiative that offered up to $60,000 in interest-free loans. The deadline for small businesses to pay back these loans and receive up to a third in forgiveness is mid-January next year, but business groups have been calling for more time to pay back the loans, saying there are ongoing challenges facing small businesses post-pandemic. Quebec government to present economic update today. Quebec Finance Minister Éric Girard is scheduled to present the province's fall economic update this morning. Girard has said he plans to address issues of housing, homelessness and climate change adaptation in the update. Unlike last year's economic update, Girard's office has said this year's economic update won't include direct payments to Quebecers in order to offset the effects of inflation. Indigenous soldiers on generations of service. Indigenous peoples have been part of Canada's military history dating back to the War of 1812, when it's estimated more than 10,000 First Nations people fought. More than 7,000 Indigenous people later served in the First and Second World Wars and the Korean War. Many continue to serve today. Wednesday is National Aboriginal Veterans Day, which was first observed in Winnipeg in 1994. The Canadian press spoke with 3 Indigenous soldiers about why they enlisted. Read about them in our full story. This report by the Canadian press was first published November 7, 2023. The Canadian press.